3, 2, 1. Back in the 1960s, when something was really good, like music, for example, it was said to be far out. Well, this past weekend, the Vienna Symphony Orchestra, in cooperation with the European Space Agency, broadcast some music that is really far out. In honor of the 50th anniversary of the European Space Agency, the orchestra performed the Strauss Waltz by the Beautiful Blue Danube, which was converted into an electromagnetic format, which a radio antenna in Spain beamed into the cosmos. Now, here's something odd about this. In 1977, NASA put 27 pieces of music onto a golden record, which was then attached to Voyager 1 and Voyager 2 and sent onto an interstellar journey. But the Blue Danube, for some reason, was not part of the sound collection. Blue Danube, it must be noted, is one of the most popular pieces of classical music and received a boost when it was used in the movie 2001: A Space Odyssey. And because this music is traveling at the speed of light, it reached Voyager 1, launched 28 years ago, in a mere 23 hours, more than 15 billion miles away. But this is not the first music that's been sent into space. In honor of its 50th anniversary in 2008, NASA beamed the Beatles song Across the Universe into deep space. Now, something we hear overly fearful people saying is we shouldn't be sending these messages into space at all, because aliens might want to home in on our signals in order to attack us. Well, that's all well and good, except we've been sending radio and television signals into space since the first radio and television broadcast. In fact, it's possible that Marconi's first wireless transmission, the letter S, sent across the Atlantic Ocean in 1901, has already passed more than 100 exoplanets. That means it's entirely possible some alien on a planet orbiting the star Kepler-2 is watching I Love Lucy at this very minute. So, here's something to consider. If you're an alien, you might think an advanced civilization that can produce by the Beautiful Blue Danube might be worth visiting. But then again, I Love Lucy, probably not worth your time. I'm Larry Burris.